Hello and welcome to 433. This is a program dedicated to contemporary classical, avant-garde, experimental, and new music. Just how experimental do we get around here? Pretty experimental. Tune in every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. on CITR 101.9 and get experimental. Hello and welcome to another edition of 433 with your host Gregory Gann on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Today we have a show dedicated to animal music. What do I mean by animal music? That was, of course, animal music. That was a cat playing the theremin, courtesy of YouTube. That's not entirely what the show is going to be dedicated to, of course. We are a program dedicated to contemporary, classical, avant-garde, and experimental music. And so today we're going to feature a wild combination of zoo music, perhaps, but also ethno music, music that has been written by people and dedicated to animals. These are natural composers being heard in the background. There are birds. And in this program, we're going to try to resolve the age-long question of who is a better composer, a thrush or a recorder player. Now, of course, even in the 17th century, Jan van Eyck, a blind recorder player, had compared the song of a recorder with the song of birds, but also with the song of the human voice, approximating one to another, according to the composer, would elevate the music to godly beauty. We're going to try to go a step further. We're going to play music that has been inspiring us much through the 20th century, beginning perhaps with a most recent example and backtracking. First up is Bell Orchestra with the tune called Elephants from the album As Seen Through Windows. Thank you. Yes, we just heard from a 1969 Pink Floyd album, Amalgama, performed here by Roger Waters. Several species of small furry animals gathered together in a cave and grooving with a Pict. Now we've moved from kind of allegorical, perhaps, interpretations of biomusic to more direct, let's say, instances of music from the body. Before that, we heard a beautiful song by Olivier Messiaen, one of the best known mid-20th century composers to use birdsong in his music. He recorded and then transcribed birdsongs, and the resulting piece 165-minute work for piano was the Catalogue d'Oiseaux from 1958. We've heard part one. Before that, we heard A Hermit Thrush at Eve by American composer Amy Beach. Apparently, her perfect Her perfect pitch enabled her to transcribe Burr songs with as much accuracy as possible and then write this fairly accessible music. In the second half of the program, I'm going to challenge the listener a little bit more. We've gone from interpretations of songs, like the first track we played by Bell Orchestra, which was called Elephant. Perhaps this was the elephant in the room. To, of course, more embodied manifestations of our own animal nature. I'm going to turn to the World Soundscape Project. And this is a track by Hildegard Westerkamp, who lives in Vancouver, and wrote this piece called At the Edge of Wilderness. It's a 52-minute installation about mining ghost towns in southern British Columbia. Photographs and sounds were gathered in 2000 for Industrial Ear, a group show produced by Western Front in Vancouver. I'm going to play you a small 5-minute excerpt here.
Traces of some kind of life here are visible everywhere. Rusty iron.
Remains of tin roofs.
Sheet metal.
Tubs of some kind, old rusty tubs.
Blocks of concrete, walls of concrete.
And yet, really, they're just a mess.
This beautiful place, mountainous, high cedar trees, much water, 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 water everywhere.
Industry has moved in here, mining, penetrating the mountain, extracting, and then me. No cleanup afterwards. Everything is left standing as it was.
Stones.
Rainforest Soundwalks excerpt. That was by a fairly famous anthropologist of the senses by the name of Stephen Feld. He has done work on sound for the last 25 years or so, and he invites us to, well, turn our attention beyond the visual and the text. Before that, we heard an incredible piece of music called The Sound of Light in Trees. Several tracks were recorded of bark beetles and their acoustic signals, and it was composed by David Dunn. So his composition, The Sound of Light in Trees, aims to open our ears to the acoustic world inside pinyon pines. Next up, a track by Adam Basanta called Ecologie Matérielle. That was Adam Bassanta, Ecologie Matérielle. This is what Adam writes about this piece. Between the natural environment and the consumer products, which are derived from it, paper, plastic bags, and wrappers, lies a sonic and metaphoric continuum. Within this scope, I chose to explore variations on the theme of extraction and redeposition of one sound image to another, as well as create an evolving musical interplay between the ecological organization characteristics of each sound world. This piece also received the second prize for Le Ken category at the SOCAN Foundation Awards for Young Composers in 2010. We've also featured Adam Bassanta on this program when he was performing a work with the Kulch. So it seems that we've gone full circle. Once again, we've explored fields of biomusic, world soundscapes, aleatoric music, ethnomusicology, and now let's return back to zoo musicology. I wanted to play a track that was recommended to me by an upcoming host of an excellent program called Exploding Head Movies with Gak. And this is actually something performed by an elephant orchestra. This is called the Thai Elephant Orchestra. It's an album by Dave Soldier and Richard Lair, featuring a whole wide array of elephants. No pun intended. So we've gone, really, from the cat playing the theremin to a Thai elephant orchestra. This has been 433. It's been a pleasure. And I hope you've discovered your inner animal during this broadcast. And I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did miss any part of the show and you want to hear it again, you can always check out the podcasts at citr.ca. You just have to find 433 in one of the pull-down tabs under Schedules and Broadcasts. This has been 433, a program dedicated to contemporary, experimental, new, and avant-garde music. Stay tuned for GAC and the Exploding Head Movies, 7 to 9 p.m. tonight. And thank you for listening. Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM. It's what the whales are talking about.
An evening extravaganza of digital proportions. Don't miss Patterns, Locomoto Art's annual multimedia interactive art exhibit and public event. 8:30 to 11:30 p.m. August 24th at Aberthaw Mansion. Come see where nature meets the latest in new media, digital arts, audio, and technology. Free and great for all ages. You can also join in on free workshops taking place all of August. For all event info, go to locomotoart.weebly.com.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of
cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle.